How much time?
12.
12? 12. 12?
12.
What is this slok? Now, go on.
Whatever state of being one remembers, when he quits his body, that state he will attain without fail. At the time of death, the mind and intelligence of a living entity creates a subtle form of a certain
type of body. What word?
Subtle form.
Go on.
For the next life. If the mind suddenly thinks of something not very congenial, one has to take a corresponding birth in the next life. On the other hand, if one can think of Krishna at the time of death, he can be transferred to the spiritual world, Goloka Vrindavan.
Any example for both? For what?
Becoming a deer.
Yes. He was thinking of deer. So if he will think of Krishna and Krishna associates, certainly you will be like that. Any instance? Example? Yes, Ajamil became like this. So many Shrutis has been like that. Shruti means Ved. Ved is not a book, not a only piece of paper. Srimad Bhagavat is not a piece of paper. Gita is not piece of paper. But without that we cannot see, because we are blind. Mortal. But Srimad Bhagavat, Gita and all Vedas are immortal, like Krishna. No? So we cannot see that. His teachings are immortal. No? So we cannot realize all these things. Only we can realize by cultivating our this all activities to please Krishna. And then it will come in the stage of bhava, then we can realize a little. So we should try to develop our Krishna consciousness, sadhan, like bhava. Go on.
This process of transmigration is very...
So Ved, Shrutis, mantra became gopi. No? Dandakaranya, rishis became gopis, because they were thinking like this at the time of death. From very beginning they were thinking, at last in the last stage that the day of the time of death, they thought like this and became gopis. There are so many lakhs and lakhs examples for this. So if you are always thinking, remembering like gopis, like Sridham Subal, you will be like that. Don't remember alone Krishna. Then you will be annihilated in
Brahman.
Then it will go against. So we should remember Krishna with his associates, especially more bending towards his associates. This is bhakti. Try to realize this fact. We should chant, remember whom? Who are serving Krishna more than Krishna? Like what? We will, if we want to love Krishna like mother and father, we will have to be like, to follow Nanda and Yashoda. And Krishna like his son. And if in the, at the time of death we are doing so, then we will be this servant of Nanda and Yashoda like mother and father, and we will serve Krishna like. If you want to serve like gopis, then you will have to think like that. You will have to do like them. How to serve them? You will have to be expert in this life for all these things. And gradually thinking gopis with Krishna, how they are serving Krishna, and at the time of death you are realizing,
remembering
these things, you will be the servant of gopis, dasi of gopis. This is the hidden secret. Swami has not told all things, but he has told in
condensed form.
This is like sutra. Go on.
Therefore, Srila Rupa Goswami advises devotees to train their minds in order that they will be...
You should note all these things in your heart if you want to advance. And if you are advancing only worldly desires, only in thinking of that, you cannot go. You are not following Swamiji. You have to develop all these things in this way, gradually, giving them coming in this.
In order that they will be unable to remember anything other than Krishna. Similarly,
this process of transmigration.
Process of transmigration is very subtle.
Subtle means yes?
Sukshma.
You'll have to take this process. Don't always go on outwardly thinking and adopting artificial and all these things. Outwardly. Very go in deep. Otherwise you cannot understand all these things. Go on.
Therefore, Srila Rupa Goswami advises devotees to train their minds in order that they will be unable to remember anything other than Krishna.
He is telling that you should remember half all these things and half that. What he is telling? If anyone is not doing like that and remembering half, more than half, these worldly things, even a sannyasi can go down. He is bound to go down. And if being a grihastha, but gradually developing all these things, he will go up to Golok Vrindavan.
Similarly, the tongue should be trained to speak only of Krishna and to taste only Krishna prasad. Srila Rupa Goswami,
he is telling that even at that time you should do all these outwardly things, make a garden, make all these things. In first stage he has told, only to make some impressions. But in these advanced stage, what he is telling? Swami is telling what I am telling. And what I am telling, he is telling same thing. No difference at all. But how they are discovering differences, I don't know. Same thing. In same bottle, not another new bottle. I have brought any new bottle. Same bottle, same wine, same thing. As our whole disciplic acharya has been given. They have given.
Srila Rupa Goswami further advises Nishtan Vrajay. One should live in Vrindavan or any part of Vrajabhumi.
Why he is telling? To whom he is telling? To devotees or undevotees?
Devotees.
So why they are telling that? Narayan Maharaj is telling different things. I'm telling this, but not for all. Those who are qualified, they should be in Braja. They have no requirement of all these attachments. Gradually they will be in Vrindavan. And at last, for always in Vrindavan. Swamiji is not telling this? Same thing?
Brajabhumi, or the land of Vrindavan, it's supposed to be 84 kroshas in area. One krosha equals 2 square miles. When one makes Vrindavan his residence, he should take shelter of an advanced devotee there.
Who will be there, if anyone is there? Always he is in doubt. And always he is searching his requirement, worldly requirements. And he wants to fulfill his desire. Very beautiful Raj palace, he wants. All the facilities like a king, they should not go there. They should not go there. Keep him cover all the desires. One need to serve, not to be served. One need to serve. To whom? A pure devotee is there. Not seeking all these worldly things there. Not quarreling. Be harmony with all. If there is attachment, very bad thing there. If you are doing some sins, it is like Vajradeep, like thunderbolt. So don't do all these things. You should practice here all these things and then reside in Vrindavan. Go on.
In this way, one should always think of Krishna and his pastime.
If a man has so much problems, oh, what to do? My wife has left me and he has gone to another. What to think of my children? How I will earn my
money?
What to do? Always thinking of this thing, and he is in Vrindavan, quarreling at others, and so much diplomatic, and so much all these things having, so much policy, Rajniti means
politics.
Then how he is Vrindavan? He is not in Vrindavan. But he is doing some sinful activities. This is
further elucidated by Srila Rupa Goswami in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu.
I will explain it tomorrow. And it will very, very good thing. I wanted to finish this sloka. I will try to finish tomorrow. Anyhow, I will try to finish tomorrow or day after tomorrow. I have only one day life here, perhaps. Today is 24, 25th, 26th. I will have to take rest. 27 in morning, I will have to go. But actually, I will not go. I will be in this bridge near Govardhan, near Jamuna. I will try to come again, if you will like. And then, after this, we can discuss more things, superior things. Gaur Praman. Thank you.
have you helped?